Oh, yes. Yeah, that means it's Christmas time in the world of sports songs. Rick Geezer joins us, over the year, throughout the entire year, to bring us his collection of sports songs. By the way, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And sports songs, you can get the podcast at WGNplus.com, and you can also follow him on Facebook, Facebook.com/sportssongs. Rick Geezer, who you know from here, this radio station, collects sports songs, and it's Christmas time, and we have to have our annual visit with Rick. We always look forward to it.
I always am glad when you guys give me a call.
It's one of my favorite shows that we do each year, and it's the Christmas-themed sports songs. And for people who don't know what sports songs are, tell everybody in.
Any song performed by an athlete, coach, referee, official, right. Someone in the world of athletics.
That's right. And you've been collecting this particular brand of stuff for a long time.
Going on 30 years.
Going on 30 years of sports songs. And now you've got the podcast going.
Got the podcast, and as you mentioned, on WGN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a website at sportssongs.com.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, Facebook is probably the best.
Facebook.com/sportssongs, and listen to the podcast at WGN Plus. What are some of your recent podcasts that people can download and listen to at WGN Plus?
Well, we've done, because of the Cubs, we did some baseball. We did some Cubs players things. I've recently posted a few football-related things with the Bears and NFL quarterbacks.
Bears have had an interesting season.
Working with Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich, and Glenn Kozlowski.
That's got to be fireworks every week.
I'm going to write a book, I think.
I don't like to see the Bears lose. I'm not a big football guy,
right?
But I don't like to see the Bears lose. But I got to tell you, when they do lose, the show is hilarious and very, very entertaining. And these three guys are nuts.
It is. It's so much fun. And sitting in the conference room watching the game with them, is unbelievable. I mean, I've had management here at the radio station going, "You think we could put a camera in there?"
No.
we could stream it live. And I said, no.
If the FCC is involved. I've had the pleasure of watching a couple of Bear games with Hamp and Kaz. Yeah. And it's a one-of-a-kind experience.
Definitely no holes barred.
That's right. Okay, so Rick Geezer is the man who has all the sports songs. And every year right around this time, we have Rick in to do Christmas-themed sports songs. And we always end the show, our interview, our segment, with the greatest Christmas song of all time. Honky the Christmas Goose.
By Hall of Fame goalie, Maple Leafs goalie, Johnny Bauer.
That's right. And people love it. My listeners look forward to it every year. It's a Christmas tradition here on the Nick DiGilio Show.
Definitely.
To play Honky the Christmas Goose.
Well, hopefully we'll have time to
play.
We
will have time to play Honky the Christmas Goose in its entirety.
All right, excellent.
All right, so where do you want to start on the Christmas theme?
Well, why don't
songs?
We mention what we heard at the very
start? Yeah,
that
please,
was Stan Musial
right.
On the harmonica doing Silent Night from his cassette. His cassette. From 1994, Stan Musial plays the harmonica.
That's right. And you have that, and you get a harmonica with it.
And I do. I have it with a facsimile autograph on it and everything.
That's fantastic. Okay, so that's Stan the Man Musial starting us off on our Christmas sports songs. Where do you want to go from here?
Why don't we go to track two? I know you're a big hockey fan. We all know you're a big hockey fan.
Yes.
And in 2014, the San Jose Sharks wanted to get in on the sports songs craze with their big hit song called Holiday Sweater.
This is fantastic. San Jose Sharks, Sharks with Holiday Sweater.
Turkey, ham, pumpkin pie. The holidays are here and I want to look fly. Want to look sharp, sharp as cheddar. That's why I got me a holiday sweater.
Made of wool with the holiday print. Mine's so bright it'll make you swim. Sure I itch, but that'll get better. I get used to my holiday sweater.
Holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Time for me to have my holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Holiday sweater. Don't you wish you had my holiday sweater?
They don't look tacky. They don't look weird. They feel kind of fuzzy like a playoff beard. Rudolph's nose will always get redder, and we will rock our holiday sweater.
Here's a question. Mistletoe is hung above. How many words did they find to rhyme with sweater in the in this
better.
Redder. Rudolph's nose will get redder. That's great. Cheddar. That's fantastic. The San Jose Sharks. Did you say 2014 they did
2014.
That?
They had done one a few years earlier as well, where they just did a few holiday songs.
Yeah.
About 3-4 years before, and that was not as fun as that one.
Yeah. Now, you know what's really funny is some of these, because you collect these from the internet, you go to record stores, you're all over the place, but also there's some obscure things that are only, you know, like you found stuff that's only played like at intermissions, like in a hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
On
exactly.
The Jumbotron, yeah. or during playoff, you know, like during timeouts and stuff.
Well, why don't we go to one right
okay.
now? 243.
Okay.
This is one we've never played before. This is hockey. This is from the 2014-2015 Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
And this was an in-game video featuring James Van Riemsdyk, Phil Kessel, a bunch of the guys
okay.
from that team. And it's their version of Jingle Bell Rock.
This is great. All right. So this was just an in-stadium.
Right. And then they utilized it for social media and on the website. But it was predominantly for in-game
and intermission and stuff like that. Okay, so here's the 2014 Toronto Maple Leafs with Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell swing and jingle bells rock.
Do I have to sing this?
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Jingle bell. In jingle bell time. Okay, I'll do it again.
Jingle bells chime and jingle bells time. Oh, shoot.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock. That's
awesome.
One take. That's the most second.
That's great.
From our team to yours, happy holidays.
Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Happy holidays from the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great. Do I have to sing this?
Well, then, of course, what was it? Last year, the Maple Leafs stepped up in a big way. We'll play that a little bit later.
Mm.
But they did their version of Let It Go.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so great. That's so great.
Yeah.
That became one of my favorites last year.
Yeah.
And now that also is going to be a yearly tradition. Okay. The holiday sports song continue with what do you want to go to next?
Why don't we go to 245? This is another new one. This was made specifically for social media and the internet. It's the 2011 Atlanta Braves doing Jingle Bells. But why I want to play this is that there's a couple Cubs players from the World Series championship featured on this, including Jason Hayward and everybody's favorite, David Ross.
Okay, here we go.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Then a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride
on a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow.
On a one-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go.
Laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtails ring.
Thanking spirits brought.
What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bell.
Jingle bell.
Yeah.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride
in a one-horse open sleigh.
That's pretty great. 2011 Atlanta Braves. I like the very enthusiastic laughing. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Nick.
That's pretty great. Pretty great. Okay, 2011 Atlanta Braves with Jingle Bells. What do we got next?
Let's go to 57. This is from a very difficult-to-find LP. CD, actually, called Terry Bradshaw Sings Christmas Songs for the Whole Family. And I've got a couple tracks. I've never been able to track down the CD. When I have, it's usually in the $200 to $500 range, so I'm not going to...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have a couple tracks, and why don't we listen to his version of All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. This is from 1996.
Wow. Okay. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Terry Bradshaw. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie bitten on a thistle. Aha, gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if
yeah.
I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
He's very inconsistent in his lisping, his the speech thing. Like he's got a couple of S's down, and then all of a sudden the comes in.
Well, he's more. It's all about personality.
Yeah,
not about
yeah.
precision.
Okay, all right. Now we should mention before we break here, Terry Bradshaw did have a music career. You know,
oh
a
yes,
very
he did.
Successful one. As well.
He had a number of country hits in the '70s. Recorded a number of country albums as well as gospel albums.
Yeah,
right up until the last few years, and he released another Christmas song with his daughter, which we may have time to play.
Yeah,
just a few years ago, mm-hmm. called "Lights of Louisiana."
That's right. We played that. We have played that in the past on the annual holiday edition of Sports Songs. Rick, hang on, okay?
Certainly.
We have to break for the news, and when we come back, we've got more holiday sports songs for the annual holiday sports songs edition right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. It's the holiday season. And it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Wildcard Wednesday, if you want to get your requests in, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything. Coming up later. We'll have some tips on how you can have a great holiday party. That'll be coming up. We also will have a celebrity name game round with Esmeralda and I going head-to-head in that. But that is a sports song, and we're doing our annual, we always love this, annual holiday sports song edition with Rick Geezer. Rick, welcome back.
Thank you very much for
Tell everybody
me.
Who that nice little number was.
That was former Padres pitcher Eric Schau from his 2004 CD, O Holy Night. You might, if you're a fan, a baseball fan, you might go, wait a minute, 2004, didn't he die several years before?
Yeah.
He did, but he died in 1994,
mm-hmm.
but the album was released.
So they had all the stuff, and they released it. It's really nice stuff, too. Very, very nice. And that's what we're doing here. We're doing some Christmas and holiday-related sports songs, and we're back for our annual visit with Rick. Well, you visit more than once a year, but it's the holiday edition.
Well, the holiday edition,
That's
yeah.
That's right. Okay, what do we got? What do we want to go next?
Well, here's something I just found. It's track 241, and it's Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox Sports decided to do something holiday-ish last season, taking words from his press conference, and they turned it into Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Come on, really?
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now, no problem. Go on a high note then. Let's just end on a high note.
That's great. Fox did that?
Fox Sports did that? Yes.
Was there a video accompanying that?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the little clips of his face.
Exactly.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's great. Okay. Now, where'd you find that? Did you find it online?
Just searching stuff online, yeah.
That's great. Okay.
I a lot of times what I'll do, because so much stuff is now either a video thing or a streaming thing, I'll just type in a person's name a lot of times and just try to search.
And see what comes up.
Do deep searches. You know, a lot of times people search and they go, oh, I'll go to Google. I'll do a page. Maybe I'll do two pages.
Yeah.
I'll do 15 pages.
Yeah.
You know,
get in there. Find it. You got to dig some stuff up.
Sometimes you find some
things.
That's
great. Yeah. Great stuff. Okay, what's next?
Let's go to 238. Here's one I found that we haven't played from the 2011 Blackhawks. And this was, again, an in-game video. We're going to be doing a lot of those today. It features Dave Bolin, Patrick Sharp, Bickle, Keith, Seabrook, Hossa, Letty, John Scott, who we heard earlier as part of the holiday sweater, also for Leek and Kane, Jalmerson, and let's hear what song they're going to do.
Okay.
This holiday season, spread cheer and goodwill with the Chicago Blackhawks Holiday Sing-Along Album. It's the greatest holiday hits of your youth, exactly as you remember them.
Frosty is bowling.
Have you ever seen him play? He's scoring goals once, scoring them twice. NHL goalies don't think that he's nice.
Patrick Sharp is coming to town.
What's that I hear in the distance?
Pickle bells, pickle bells, pickle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to watch Brian Bickle play.
Hey!
You've seen them light up the ice. Now let them light up your holiday season.
My favorite hockey player is Duncan Keith. Is Duncan Keith. Is Duncan Keith.
I saw Steve Shot go flying past the goalie.
It wouldn't be the holidays without professional hockey players singing in perfect key.
Oh, sunlight, three stars are bright and shining.
Letty, Letty, Letty.
We love to see you play.
So this goes on for a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
I vividly remember seeing this at the UC and laughing my butt off. I had to get Hossa in there because he's having a spectacular season.
Unbelievable.
Good God. Yeah, I remember that was so funny when we saw the video. Everybody in the UC went nuts when they played that.
Yeah,
that was very cool.
It's a great one.
2011 Blackhawks. All right. What do we got next?
Well, why don't we go to track five? Let's go back to an album and from a few years ago in 1959, some skiers put out an album called Gentlemen Skiers. They were all members of various Olympic teams in the 1950s, and they were working to promote the 1960 Winter Games at Squaw Valley, and they put out their version of Winter Wonderland, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, we've heard this one before. Yeah. This is actually really good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Bells ring, are you listening? We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
This is really good.
This is, you would probably remember in the 90s, they put out that series of CDs, Ultra Lounge and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This would fit in perfectly.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. The Ultra Lounge CDs were the bumps that Gary Lee Wright and I used on our show every night.
Those were great.
Those are the
CDs,
best. Those CDs are stuck in my office, at my cuticle. I have, like, stacks of them in my desk. They're great. This is really, where did you find this? Because it's an album.
It is an album. And if you see on the back,
it's signed
by a couple of the brothers.
Yeah.
and it is a special 1960s Winter Olympics edition.
Yeah.
I found that at a record store.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah, that's really, really good.
And not expecting that there'd be a sports song. I just thought it was a cool cover.
Right. Gentlemen Skiers.
And, you know, it's only one Christmas song. The rest are goofy skiing songs.
Goofy skiing songs. Well, it's great, though, but those guys can harmonize. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. What's next?
Well, let's go to bad now.
That was good. We'll go to bad.
We've played this before, but it's really bad. I know you're a wrestling fan.
I am.
So we've got to play track 10. In 2013, the WWE had a Christmas Carol off. And the winners were Santino Marella and the Great Khali.
The Great Khali and Santino. All right. Here we go.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Pa-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da.
Let's roll on to sing in the fire.
On we now are gay apparel.
Pa-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da.
Is that a reindeer on?
All the ancient Yuletide carol.
It's a reindeer.
Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
La-da-da-da-da, pa-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da.
Give it to you for Christmas, if we have Christmas.
Oh, man. Okay. I remember that, too. Oh, la, la, la. Great Khali, about 7'5". What was he, 450 maybe, 500
oh,
pounds?
Easy.
God, huge, huge maniac. All right. Leave it to the WWE for that. Okay, what do we got next?
Well, when I was on around the playoff time, baseball playoff time,
yeah,
and we played some songs by Cub players.
Mm-hmm.
I found a song from 1969 that I played. Wasn't by an athlete, but it was by a fan. It was just a terrifically awful song.
Go, 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 Chicago Cubs.
Yes. Did you play that again?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. Several times, Rick. Gave you credit every time we played
excellent.
It.
Yes. Excellent. Well, I found another song that's not bad like that, but it's kind of cool. It's by a Canadian country singer named Gord Bamford, who used to play hockey and baseball, mm-hmm. Got up to a low-level minor league in baseball. And he put out a song about what so many of us growing up wanted for Christmas. And this is track 240. And it's called Baseball Glove. And I just thought we should play it because it's something we all really aspired to. You know, we all wanted for Christmas. We wanted that baseball glove.
Yeah.
This is just a really sweet song.
Okay, Gord Bamford.
Brother wants a tattoo for Christmas. Sister wants a ring in her nose. Daddy wants a new big screen TV. Mama wants a tummy tuck. All I want's a baseball glove. Brother wants some wheels for his pickup. Sister wants a trip to Cancun. Daddy wants a new set of golf clubs. Mama wants a gold necklace. All I want from Santa is a genuine cowhide Rawlings Pro Special. One autograph by Roy Halladay. If that's all I've got neath the tree Christmas morning, one gift will sure be enough. If I get a new baseball glove.
That's great.
Isn't that awesome?
That's really great.
Yeah.
You said he played hockey and baseball?
He played hockey in Canada.
Yeah.
And I guess he got to, single A or, something like that
right.
in baseball.
Right.
But he decided to become a country singer.
Gord Bamford.
Gord Bamford.
Not related to Maria in any way.
I don't think so. I don't think so from the comedy world. No,
yeah. Yeah, Maria Bamford.
In fact, she would always do the Target
yeah,
holiday
she did
commercials.
The Target holiday commercials. Yeah, that's right. I just saw her a few months ago at the Athenaeum.
Spectacular
excellent. Show.
Excellent.
All right, we got time for one more before we break here. What do we want to hit next?
Okay, why don't we play... I figured that was going to be the last one for this segment. But why don't we play something that we play every year, and this is from a commercial series.
Okay.
For Nike Town.
Okay,
what... hear that? Why don't we play 56? It's B.J. Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, we've played this
We've played this before. In 1992, Nike Town, right on Michigan Avenue, did some radio commercials featuring Carlton Fisk, Jim Harbaugh, and B.J. Armstrong. And
this one's B.J. Armstrong?
This is B.J. Okay.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 Air Jordans for leaping, 11 point guards pointing, 10 uncontested jumpers, 9 pre-shunk T-shirts, 8 more years of my contract, 7 posters of me looking studly, 6 decent refs, 5 world championship rings, 4 cheeseburgers, 3 french fries, 2 size 10 to 13 socks, and a partridge in a pear tree. Well, that's my Nike Town Christmas tune for this year. Frankly, I'm not sure where I'm going to put a big smelly partridge in my apartment, but I am excited about all the other Nike Town gifts my true love gave to me. Nike Town, or North Michigan and Erie. Yeah.
Nice job. Nice job, BJ. All right, we got a break. Rick Geezer is here. We'll come back after the commercials here. When we come back, more holiday-themed sports songs with our annual visit for the holiday sports songs. And again, you can check out the podcast at WGNplus.com. Give the gift of a great night's sleep by everyone on your list. A MyPillow. Order now, and MyPillow will deliver in time for Christmas. Plus, they'll extend their money-back guarantee through March 1st. Use promo code WGN, and you'll get 4 MyPillows for the price of 1. Buy 1 premium MyPillow, you'll get 1 premium MyPillow free and 2 go-anywhere pillows absolutely free. Those travel MyPillows make excellent stocking stuffers. MyPillow has helped over 25 million people get the best sleep of their lives. It's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you've ever owned. There's nothing like it. And it makes perfect Christmas gift. Order today for delivery by Christmas. Call 800-299-9579 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WGN and MyPillow will donate $5 from your order to Lurie's Children's. Give back while giving the gift of a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-299-9579. Use promo code WGN.
Snow Miser's got us in a midweek headlock, but sweat it out with sports on 720 WGN tonight.
The Wildcats close out their homestand while they welcome the Chicago State Cougars to Evanston. The pregame at 5:45 and the tip at 6.
And tomorrow night,
the Chicago Blackhawks, the New York Islanders. I'm John Weideman. Troy Murray and I will have the puck drop for you at 6 o'clock.
Blackhawks and the Wildcats. Stream all the action at WGNradio.com.
Hello, it's Dean Richards, and I am inviting you to join me next October when I cruise from Venice to Athens. This will be my third cruise now with Kelly Cruises, and this one is sure to rate a Dean's List A+. We'll sail out of Venice on October the 8th. We'll visit Croatia, Bari, Italy, Corfu, Katakalon, Mykonos, and Santorini before we disembark in Athens. This itinerary will offer some amazing sights, amazing history. We'll eat our way through these countries and have a load of fun. We're sailing on the Region 7 Seas Voyager that offers spacious accommodations, luxurious surroundings, and a staff trained to spoil you. As an all-inclusive cruise, unlimited shore excursions, beverages including premium wines and spirits, tips and gratuities, Wi-Fi, and dining throughout the ship and entertainment is all included. Prices for a deluxe veranda suite start at just $38.99, and each suite receives a $700 shipboard credit. We're going to have a great time. Call Kelly Cruises and Tours today, 630-990-1111, 630-990-1111 to book your suite. I look forward to seeing you in October.
Time is always ticking by, and that means that now is the time to get your holiday gifts. I'm Kristen Decker, and I'm giving what I love and adore, and that's Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. While supplies last, Ovation is offering a gorgeous holiday gift set that includes the must-have Ovation Cell Therapy 3-bottle system, the intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. It's all in a beautiful box ready for giving. These hair products really work, as I've bragged about them often. Right now, for a limited time, the Ovation Holiday Gift Set is specially priced to save you 60% off retail. Hurry, 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 because supplies are limited, and these sets do sell out every year. Get your shopping done quickly and affordably at ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, you'll get an additional discount on top of the special pricing. Just select WGN Radio in the survey at checkout. All your shopping can be handled at ovationhair.com, and choose WGN Radio at checkout for additional savings.
Thank you.
And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wildcard Wednesday, you want to get your requests in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Give you some tips on throwing a holiday party and some cheats that you could do to make it better. Also, Esmeralda and I are going to have a battle in Celebrity Name Game. But we're back here with Rick Geezer on our annual holiday-themed sports songs edition. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you very much for having me.
Always great to have
you here.
Happy
holidays, everyone.
Yes. And who was that we just heard coming back
from
the break?
That was Heisman Trophy winner and former Bears QB Danny Werfel.
Mm-hmm.
That was from his 2001 CD, Heaven and Nature Sing, Christmas with Danny Werfel.
Bingo. Beautiful. And we're doing sports songs here. You can check out the sports songs podcasts at WGNplus.com, Facebook.com/sportsongs as well, and the website sportsongs.com. Okay, Rick, what's next?
Why don't we go to track 59? We mentioned this earlier. It's the 2015 Montreal Canadiens, and they're singing Let It Go.
This is pretty special.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and looks like I'm the king.
The wind is howling like the swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
Don't let them in, don't let them see.
Be the good boy you always have to be.
Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Well, now they know.
Let it go, let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Let it go,
let it go.
Turn away and slam the door.
I don't care what they're going to say.
Let the storm rage on.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Seriously.
It's funny how.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life.
And the video's excellent.
Oh, my God. And it goes on. It's the full song.
It's
the full song. And it's can people find this on YouTube, you think?
Yes, they can.
You got to see this. I mean, the whole song, it's seriously one of my new favorite things that you've brought down. Man, that's just fantastic. This is 2015
Yeah, and it was a project of P.K. Subban. When he's now with Nashville.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, what's next?
Okay.
Got to follow that.
Yeah, but we will.
Okay.
Let's go. A new one that we haven't played before, 239. It's an Oklahoma Sooners basketball player, DJ Bennett. This is from 2014. He's a Chicago kid.
Okay.
And he's now playing professional basketball in Germany. But in 2014, the Sooners put out some videos and a CD of their athletes singing from all across the sports world.
Okay.
And he raps a version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, or his version of I'll Be Home for Christmas.
So this is DJ Bennett.
Yes.
All right.
I gotta get home for the holidays so I can wake up to all my people on Christmas Day, and it's that time of the year, so know we cooking all that, from the turkey down to the stuffing. See the presents, knowing it's everything that we like. The feeling you get turning on the tree lights, no matter where it is, man, I'd rather be home. Everybody gather around singing family songs, and if I get one wish on Christmas Eve, it would be more than seeing something under the tree. If you ask me, anybody can see that I'd be home, even if it's only a dream.
That's good. That was a little breakdown.
Little bit.
Yeah, all right. That was good. It was good. Okay, we got a break here for the news. Okay, Rick, hang on a second. Rick Geezer is here. Always a blast. Every Christmas he comes in the Christmas holidays, and the Holiday Sports Song Edition continues, and we will hear in its entirety the greatest Christmas song of all time, Honky the Christmas Goose by Johnny Bauer. It's a yearly tradition. All right, we got a break here for the news, which is coming up next. Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6. Lots of stuff coming up. Wildcard Wednesday. Continue to get your requests in. Any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. More coming up and a celebrity name game. Right now, though, it's Rick Geezer back for the holiday edition, our annual holiday edition of Sports Songs. How long have we been doing this, Rick?
We've been doing this about 8 years.
Has it been 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies.
Yeah.
Before the end of this segment, we will hear in its entirety the greatest Christmas song of all time, Honky the Christmas Goose.
Excellent.
Yes.
We will have time.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will make time
okay.
to play Johnny Bauer's Honky the Christmas Goose. And again, who did we just hear coming back there?
That was Eric Shaw again
yeah.
With Sleigh Ride from his 2004 CD, A Holy Night.
There we go. Okay, holiday sports songs continue. What do we got next?
Let's go to track 14. This is the 1985 Cleveland Browns. They put out a video. Now, you heard I said 1985, so this came out about the same time as the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, boy.
They put out it's a video called A Browns Christmas Carol with the Singing Angels, and the video benefited the United Way in Cleveland. Players included Tom Cousineau, Ozzie Newsome, Bob Golic, and why don't we hear their version of Silver Bells?
Silver Bells by the 1985 Browns.
Busy sidewalks, just in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you'll hear Silver Bells, Silver Bells, Silver Bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Sweet. They didn't put a lot of production effort in.
No, they didn't. And you can kind of just hear the actual choir and a little bit of
the guys. If you watch the video, they're all there.
Yeah.
But I think the choir's mics are on. Bob Golic, of course, then went on to greatness in Saved by the Bell, the college years or whatever that was called.
Is that right?
Yes. He was like the dorm supervisor
or
something.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep Zach in line.
That's right. Yeah, you can't let Zach get out of line. You can't.
Actually, Screech.
Because Zach was gone at that point, right? The college
years? Zach and Screech were part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm not a big
and
save
Kelly
by the...
Kapowski was
okay.
there.
Okay.
Rick, do you know what current college coach starred on Saved by the Bell in one episode?
Mr. Belding?
No. Current college coach starred on Saved by the Bell in one episode.
Written. I don't know that one. Tell
Jim
me.
Jim Harbaugh played Screech's cousin in an episode.
Are you kidding?
No,
nope.
I did
it's
not
insane.
Know that.
Oh, that's got to be on YouTube
I'm
somewhere,
gonna
right?
I'm going to have to look that up.
You're going to have to find that
I'm
one.
Gonna,
right?
Well, I went to the pop-up store.
Uh-huh.
The restaurant that Saved
you
by
did.
The Bell in
oh, you did. You
I did go there. And they had one of the guy who played one of the teachers there was one of those
yeah.
where they had one of the actors there. And I referred to him by his character name, and he looked at me and went, you don't look like a Saved by the Bell demo. I'm like, what are you saying? I'm old? He's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, you're closer to my age.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, what's next on our holiday sports songs?
All right, well, we had mentioned earlier, we had talked, we played a song by Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Why don't we play a more recent song by Terry Bradshaw, track 17. He recorded the song called Lights of Louisiana with his daughter in 2012, and it's a very sweet song about Christmases in Louisiana.
In Louisiana. All right, Terry Bradshaw and his daughter.
I'm dreaming tonight of Louisiana and of Christmas now and then.
Mom and Dad, the times we had, wishing somehow they'd never end. You can have the New York skyline and the lights of Frisco Bay, 'cause nothing holds a candle to the lights of Louisiana.
We've played this before. It's really nice.
It is.
It's really,
very
really
nostalgic.
Nice. Yeah, very, very nostalgic. You know, and we, as we mentioned before, Terry Bradshaw had a legitimate music career.
He did.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Let's go to track 22. We played this before, but it's Christmas. We got to get a little disco in here. The 1979 New York Islanders put out an album of Christmas songs called Home for the Holidays, and they did their disco version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
This is fantastic, by the way. By the way, this goes on another 2.5 minutes.
Oh, it goes on.
Is Mike Bossy on that?
Bossy, Al Arbor, Dennis Potvin,
they were a great,
Brian Trottier.
That time, man, the Islanders were a great team then.
And, didn't they win two in a row?
They did. And Bossy, man, he was one of the best players ever.
Yeah.
Not quite a great singer, though. All right, what we got next?
Well, Dan mentioned it. We should have played it before, but he mentioned Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
We should play track 51. Harbaugh was part of that Nike Town campaign where we played BJ earlier from 1992, singing Christmas carols about a store. That's the way it is.
All right, here we go. This is Jim Harbaugh, star of Saved by the Bell.
Nike Town, Nike Town, Nike all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shop in a great sports store all day. Hey, Nike Town, Nike Town, Nike all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shop, especially during holidays.
That was wrong. I'm sorry. I lost my head. Nike Town in North Michigan and Erie. Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's great. Okay, we got time for one more before the main event.
Okay, let's play track 11.
Okay.
And just because you're a wrestling fan, and this is the WWE from 2012 doing their tribute to the holidays.
Here we go.
Dancing to the show so we can entertain for hours to go.
Hope I land on pain. Punk is on a roll.
When you step into that ring.
Yes, no, yes, no. Okay, yes. I'm not going to sing.
Whole world.
I know that is not true.
Excuse me, don't you start a fight?
Can you dig it? You think too.
Yeah. Booker T.
All there.
Did you hear Booker T is running for mayor of, I believe, Houston?
No, I didn't.
He's going to run. I think it's true. Maybe it's Houston. But it's a town. It's a city in Texas. He's running. I think it's Houston. I think he's going to run for mayor of Houston.
That'll be awesome.
Amazing. Okay, so it's leading all up to this. Every year we play this. Explain this song, and it is the best Christmas song ever.
In 1965, Hall of Fame goalie for the Maple Leafs, Johnny Bower, was asked by representatives for Capitol Records to record a song. He agreed reluctantly, and it's become a Canadian tradition, holiday tradition. It reached number 29 on the Canadian charts
Amazing.
In 1965, and it is now a Nick DiGiulio
yeah.
favorite. The fans, your fans love the song, and I can, you know, how can you not?
How can you not?
The greatest Christmas song ever, Honky the Christmas Goose.
Honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use till he learned how to blow his nose. Honk the way a goose nose blows. After that, and just for fun, it was a simple matter. He would blow his honky horn to see the people scatter. Cars and planes and trucks and trains would get out of his way. And when they heard that honky horn, this is what they'd say.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use.
Christmas Eve was bright and clear, no trouble was inside. But up in space a traffic jam gave Santa Claus a fright. With rockets, kites, and satellites, and dogs and dogs and all, his team of tiny reindeer were slowed down to a crawl.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use.
Santa sure was worried for their children on his list. He had to get a move on or their stockings would be missed. Just then he heard a honky horn coming down the sky, and everything moved over to let the sleigh go by.
Oh, honky, honky, the Christmas goose, though he's fat, he's still some use. Now he rides in the Christmas sleigh, he honks his horn to tell the world that Santa Claus is on his way.
It's the best. It's just the best, Rick. Johnny Bauer with Little John and the Rinky Dinks singing Honky the Christmas Goose. It's just the best. 1965.
1965.
Year of my birth. So that's why I also hold this dearly.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's the best. Always a pleasure, Rick. And people can check out your podcasts. How many of them do you have up?
30 or so.
30 yeah. or so. So yeah. Check them out. They're at WGNplus.com. Facebook, if people have suggestions for you,
would love to hear from them.
Yeah.
Let us know on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook.com/sportssongs. And you'll be back, let's say, right around the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
And we'll do a football, football-themed sports songs.
Hopefully the Bear. Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, have a great holiday,
Thank
okay?
You,
happy,
too.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. And we'll see you in 2017.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. Sportssongs.com is the website. And you can check out the podcast at WGNplus.com. Okay, we'll be right back.